Minister, thank you for taking this topical issue this evening. So Tubber is a very, very, very small village right on the Clare-Galway border. It's a few kilometres south of Gort, a few kilometres north of Croisín. A beautiful village, and I'm sure as a Mayo man you can almost imagine how rural scenic and beautiful this is. So in 1852, like many other villages in Ireland, Tubber had its bricks and mortar school built, a beautiful school. And at the time in 1852, there was 100 pupils enrolled, and an inspection by the Department of Education at the time confirmed that to a high level, reading, writing, Irish of course, arithmetic, geography and history were being taught to 100 pupils there. You can imagine when the schoolmaster went out and rang the bell, the children went out on the road at the time in the 1850s and played safely there. So that was the 1850s, and things have changed drastically since then. And Tubber School, good in all that has been, and incredible service that has given to the community, it has run its course. It's a really old, antiquated building. And it's become very stark lately because things like the sewage system now are starting to give huge trouble. The school also has needs for special education classrooms, facilities like this, like a modern school would have. There is no space. They're hemmed in on a triangular site with two very busy roads, the same roads that were there in 1852. Those two roads now are very busy. And it's lethal, dropping off children. It's quite dangerous dropping off children. And there's very little space, owing to the nature of the site, there's very little space for that school to expand. So for the past 3 years, I've been engaging very extensively, sometimes on a daily basis, with the wonderful principal there, Patricia Lee. I believe she's tuned in tonight, and so too the deputy principal, Michelle Davern. They work out of two classrooms. And just to visualise this, these classrooms are very, very, very small. They probably are a little bit smaller than the area government sits here to my right. And then in the room adjacent to that, what you have happening there is you have the secretary, SET, special ed, all happening at one. This is crammed in stuff. This is people eating their lunches on photocopiers, packing away their lunches, and then trying to teach kids around that photocopier. I was a school teacher minister for 16 years. I'm still a proud INTO member, but I haven't seen a school in my county like this. So I put down the topical issue, and like all good politicians, I did a lot of legwork today. I was over and back with Minister Norma Foley, and I received a wonderful phone call today to say there was good news. There was going to be an announcement that they would get two 80 square metre classrooms, a new staff room, and a new SET room that they've been crying out for. This will have to move across the road because there isn't room on site, and it will be modular to begin with, but we're all hoping, we all believe this is the pathway to a full bricks and mortar building to replace the 1852 building. So just, I want to thank on record Minister Norma Foley for that really good news today. That's just going down so beautifully with the school community there. I've been in contact with Patricia Lee and Michelle Davern, the principal and deputy principal. I also want to acknowledge one person who's had a very significant role in this as well, Councillor Joe Colleen, my party colleague. Many of you might know Joe was also a former teacher and principal, but he was president of the INTO, and he's really doggedly campaigned for this as well. So it's good news. But Minister, we'd love a bit of detail on this now, because we had that announcement today from the Minister. It's going down so well in the school community. It's been well. They're tuned in, but we'd love to know some of the detail and when this will happen, what happens next, and can they have a more expansive enrolment for September 24, or is that getting a little bit too far ahead of us? And the bricks and mortar building that we're really looking for, just a little bit of detail on that would be really appreciated. And unlike some of the other speakers, I appreciate what you're doing in your ministry, and I look forward to a positive reply. Thank you, Minister.
Deputy Minister.
Yep, Kermag Guds Cahirlach, and firstly I would like to thank Deputy Crowe for raising this important matter and provide us with the opportunity to outline to the House the current position on behalf of Minister Norma Foley. And I know, Deputy Crowe, you have been a real advocate in relation to the concerns and issues raised within your own constituency in County Clare, and the current position in relation to the application for a capital project to deliver an additional accommodation for Tubber National School in County Clare. The school authority of Tubber National School applied to the Department of Education back in September 2022, which received initial approval for additional accommodation under the additional accommodation scheme. Pleased to announce that the project has now been approved to move to the delivery stage. The school authority will be notified shortly after next steps in relation to the progression. The accommodation approved is for the delivery of two mainstream classrooms, one special education tuition room, an office reception and staff room. The project, as outlined, is being delivered under the department's devolved SEN reconfiguration and modular accommodation programme. Again, as I said earlier in topical issues, this programme adds an additional stream of delivery under the additional school accommodation scheme, which allows school authorities access to the department's framework. The accommodation for Tubber National School will be provided in a modular building from a manufacturer appointed by the Department of Education modular accommodation framework. The use of the department's modular accommodation framework assists in ensuring the lead-in periods for procurement of modular accommodation are minimised to the greatest extent possible. To date, this has worked very well in the education sector and has seen delivery of large-scale high-quality modular accommodation to meet the needs of children, particularly those with special education needs. Project delivery under the schemes, are devolved to school authorities under the terms and conditions of the scheme, and it is a matter of the school to progress these projects on the basis of the school, on the basis subject to department review at various points in the process. The department is fully aware of the urgency in respect to Tubber National School. The school authority, as I said earlier, has overall responsibility, and officials from the Department of Education will work closely with the school authority and their consultant to ensure that there is timely delivery of this much-needed accommodation. Thank you, Deputy.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Minister. That's a good, positive reply, and it's in line with what Minister Foley would have communicated to me earlier. So it's really good news. A couple of things. I won't name a department official, it's not fair in this chamber, but there's been one official outstanding on this. I've plagued him. The school has plagued him, and he's always very positive and engaging, and I believe he has helped get it to this point as well. So this is going to be modular, just so everyone in Tubber is aware. This will be a modular build, two classrooms, the reception area, the SCT, the special education room, and the staff room, of course. And it's a real welcome step. This is an upgrade. This is an upgrade from where they're at. They're in that old 1852 building built just after the famine. They've been in there forever, and now they're moving over to this new facility when it's delivered. But this is a stepping stone. I think it's really important that that's recognised. This is a stepping stone. It's really good news, and I don't mean to sound any bum notes on a day when it's all good news, but this has to be a stepping stone to a bricks and mortar building. And in that regard, I'm really appealing to the Minister to engage with Patricia Lee, the principal, and her board of management to ensure that there's a pathway progressing beyond modular so that we get to that point as well. Because inevitably, when one campaign gets closed out and delivered, the next question gets asked. So that's really the detail I would love to hear a little bit more on. I understand we've only had the announcement today. We haven't a delivery date for the modular yet. But that really needs to be expedited because, can I say, Minister, there's a letter, and I was over and back with the school on this, but there's a letter that was lodged with the department which would suggest that there's particularly severe and extenuating problems with the sewage system there. So this isn't a kind of a sit back and we'll get there eventually. This school urgently, I would say above other schools in the county and country, needs this accommodation now. So if you've any news on the bricks and mortar, would be really, really welcome. Maybe that news isn't there yet, but that has to be part of the discourse on what largely is a positive day. Thank you, Minister.
Minister.
Yeah, thanks, Cathaoirleach. And again, thank you, Deputy, for your engagement and your passion to see that this project is delivered in a timely manner. I can confirm that Tubber National School is due to receive a capital grant approval in the coming days for initiation of the delivery phase. I think this next step is in the process will be for the school authorities to again engage with the consultant and with the appointed modular contractor to discuss detailed design, and the department will organise a meeting to help initiate this project also. And in the wider context, I just want to reaffirm my commitment to bring this message back to Minister Norma Foley around the urgency and the need for this modular accommodation for Tubber National School, and ensure that they will work that her officials within the department will work effectively with the school authorities to progress this matter immediately. And also, just in relation to a previous point you raised around the issues around sewerage system, I think that's really important. There is a note here in relation to the delays that they have encountered and the reasons why, and I would hope that the department is in a position to put in an effective solution to this and allow that the project to progress with pace.